This is Bird Note. If we ran down the list of our most familiar songbirds, like crows, robins, and jays, we wouldn't have to go all that far to reach the wrens. They are little brown birds with cocked tails and big voices. There are nearly 90 species of wrens in the world. Nearly all of them reside in the Western Hemisphere, from Alaska to the Falkland Islands. The majority live in Central and South America, and quite a few are exceptional singers. Many wrens are small and secretive. The white-bellied wren of Mexico, Guatemala, and Belize ranks among the tiniest, at just under 4 inches. The white-bellied wren is tough to get a look at, but its brisk musical song reveals its presence as it skulks through the tropical underbrush. The largest of the wrens, the giant wren, is found only in a small area of Mexico and Guatemala. Giant wrens are as big as red-winged blackbirds, nearly 9 inches long, with rusty brown backs and white undersides. Far from shy, they call raucously as they chase one another through open woodlands. Among all the wrens, which is the most legendary singer? It's a tough decision, but many would choose South America's musician wren. Learn more about this little bird's special song on our website, birdnote.org. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann.
CJSF Burnaby, 90.1 FM. Welcome back. Coming at you live from underneath the Student Union building. Don't we all just love birds? Isn't it a beautiful day outside? I don't know. I can't tell from here. But I can tell you what is beautiful. Silent Hill. In my restless dreams, I see that town. You know what I'm saying? Here's a little thing from Akira Yamaoka and Melissa Williamson. You're not here.
Blue sky. baby. Going down easy. Pleasing to the eye. Never have to try. $10 dress. Valentino shoes. Got something bored. And something brand new. Step into the backseat of a phantom. Tell the driver pick a club at random. Not a competition, but I'm winning. Chinese takeout on white linen. I can't help my glitch. Finger on the switch. Momentary slip. Still I never miss. Quench me sip by sip. Focus on these lips. I don't double dip. Hello Kitty wrist. Drowning in static. Thinking in a bit.
I can't help my glitch. Finger on the switch. Momentary slip. Still I never miss. Quench me sip by sip. Focus on these lips. I don't double dip. Hello Kitty wrist. Drowning in static. Thinking in a bit.
Second time around, get vicious. Mini Cooper S, so British. Keep on changing lanes, crossing bridges. Diamonds in my brain, fucking brilliant,
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 fucking brilliant, fucking brilliant.
I can't help my glitch, got to deal with the momentary switch. Yeah, I never miss. You cannot resist. You see Juno 6, quench me drip by drip.
My apologies, y'all. I thought that was the radio-friendly edit. It was unmarked, but that's on me. That was Glitch with, I believe, I can't tell if it's four or five eyes, but one of those by Aiko Tomi. I liked it. All right. Next up. Oh. Yeah. You'll know what this is.
Hello, I'm Justine Willis-Toms, host of New Dimensions, heard Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. As you know, we are living in both challenging and exciting times, prompting more people to seek new solutions and to engage life more fully. New Dimensions explores vital topics with some of the world's leading thinkers, from science and religion to politics and medicine. Join me on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and together we'll explore New Dimensions on CJSF 90.1 FM, the station that is diverse, independent, and yours.
This is what I was waiting for. We got, this is a cool band I discovered. They're from early to mid 2000s, called Jackalope, from Canada. I love them. I love, this album is so good. Although I do forget the name, which bodes ill for me. It Dreams by Jackalope. No C in the name. Here we go.
The smoke rolled in from a chemical fire. Now another train's derailed. Watch that black plume rise over East Palestine. Cancer hanging in the air. Unwavering uncertainty.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizewitz, and this is Climate Connections. Alaska's Salmon River was once known for its clean, sparkling water. But recently, the river has turned a sickly shade of orange, and scientists say climate change is to blame. As temperatures rise, nearby permafrost, or long frozen ground, is thawing. That's letting water and oxygen seep underground and mix with sulfide minerals, creating sulfuric acid. That acid eats away at rocks and releases metals like aluminum, cadmium, and iron. This contaminates the river and makes it cloudy and discolored.
It's pretty upsetting to see that these areas that we have cherished and tried to protect are being severely degraded by anthropogenic climate change.
At many points along the Salmon River, Patrick Sullivan of the University of Alaska Anchorage and his colleagues found enough of these metals to be toxic to aquatic life. Aluminum and iron can clog fish gills, while cadmium can cause calcium deficiencies. Sullivan says dozens of other streams in Alaska and Canada show the same signs of contamination. So climate change and melting permafrost are polluting the once pristine rivers of the far north. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
CJSF 90.1 FM. This is coming straight to you from Burnaby Mountain, Simon Fraser University. We were listening to The Messenger Birds, Lost the Plot. Before that, we had Jackalope. As I said, love those guys. Now, if I had a copy, I would be playing you guys some Femtanil right now. Unfortunately, I do not have a copy, so instead we are going to be listening to this band, Another Word for Noise. Did I do them already? I did not. I'm excited from what I've heard. These guys might be good.
Speeding faster towards the speed of light. Darkest night. forest industry most afraid of, shifting the conversation from saving old growth to protecting what's left of BC's primary forests, areas with minimal human disturbance and far greater ecological value than tree farms. Save What's Left Conservation Society is a volunteer-run group at the forefront of the movement to save the last remnants of unprotected primary forest through seeking reforms to the government agency, BC Timber Sales. Learn more at savewhatsleft.ca. Find us on social media and please support our vital work through our website.
CGSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby, okay? Listen, it's been a great hour. I've loved playing music for you guys. If this, hold on, the app isn't working. There we go. I've really enjoyed this, and I hope you have as well. I've discovered a lot of cool new music today that I didn't even know before I started this. And now I'm going to send you off with just a little bit of Coil. I love these guys. This is just the intro. There's gonna be more. From Pompon, Paraty, Marisabel, Banati, Marisabel.